This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
That night I was laying in bed. I couldn't fall asleep because of what had happened with the boss.
So I cranked one out and then fell asleep.
I watched the dark shadows on the ceiling and thought about what Jesus would do if he was in my position.
Crank one out and go to sleep.
No, he'd flicker around.
No, he'd fuck his holes from the cross and then he'd go to sleep.
Yes, crank one out.
You know, if he had ever really loved and the Bible didn't know, I couldn't think of anything, so I guessed Jesus had never loved in that way before, so he wouldn't now.
No, not everybody can fuck their hand holes.
Would that be nailing yourself?
It's a very particular set of skills.
Yep.
Yep.
And then cream on your crown of thorns.
Oh.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fan Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good one. Epic Times God Story over at Legion.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand? Phuket Magenta! Synergist Wizard, Chin Chin Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Phuket Pinker! The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Phuket to Purple! The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boots! Action Figure!
Phuket the Ocean Water! The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Phuket Crimson. The pruning decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass combined!
Supremely chest breast combined!
Megly dick combined!
I guess I'll be the Acme again.
And I'll form everything else!
Can't see this.
Nights on Shin Nihonko TV. I bought a vampire motorcycle.
I came back to vampire motorcycle. What?
Vampire motorcycle riding around Transylvania. He's gonna stick it in your vein, yeah.
In my mind, it's just a motorcycle with Nicolas Cage's face from Vampire's Kiss on the front. He's just going,
That's right, Nicolas Cage is my back.
No, it's because I'm still looking through the list of movies that came out in 1990. Alienator is one of those movies, but then after, there's this one listed called I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle.
Okay, and? Val, you have to follow that up with something.
A bi gang kills an occultist, and then his spirits end up in one of the bikes, and then the bikes goes on a rampage.
So it's like a bike version of Maximum Overdrive.
Yes.
Or Christine.
Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David.
Hi.
Logan.
Honk.
Valerie.
Ha.
Sean.
Hi.
And our guests will be here very shortly, but we have things to scheme. But for? God damn it, English is so hard tonight.
Oh, Steve-O.
What?
You know what also came out in 1990? Abraxas.
I hate that movie.
Yeah.
I was okay with Jesse Ventura as a wrestler. I'm even okay with him as a politician, even though I don't agree with his policies. But that movie sucked.
He's such a bad actor.
He's such a terrible actor.
You're a goddamn sexual tyrannosaur.
So first up tonight, we got a Senran Kagura story, which is something Sean and I hold very near and dear to our hearts and our loins.
I would hold it more dear to my heart, except the fucking nude mod crashes at 4K resolution, so...
Let me see what I can do to fix that when we have some downtime, Dave.
All right.
Unfortunately, you didn't tell me that you verified that, though.
Oh, I didn't verify it. I'm assuming.
You're supposed...
Please understand, Steve.
Oh, my God.
The man can't even be bothered to put in the work to look at titties.
Oh, no, I put in work. It's just that I have other games that I'm playing right now, so nudity takes a backseat.
So I'm going to quote this right now. Anytime he objects to us not getting to the fuck and just getting through the fluff, nudity takes a backseat. David Hubbard, February 20th, 2019.
Hold up.
Nope.
Context, if I'm playing a video game, I'm not allowed to play a video game on the show anymore, so then the nudity overrides. So, fuck you, mental judo.
David, as the editor, I have the power to overcome context in any situation.
Right, you're just gonna be like, my name is David, I like to eat ween.
Nudity takes a backseat every day.
Nudity takes a backseat to my show because I'm famous for it. Daniel Vore, sex, brand deals.
So here we go. Sean, you get to start us off with Kingdom Hearts, The Legend of Keyblade Master, side chapter, The Exciting Physical Examination.
Why is this a side chapter? Shouldn't we have like an actual fic?
No, because we have to wait 15 years for that to happen, Sean.
No.
Well played, Dave. Ba-doom-psh. Nudity takes a backseat.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
In this chapter, Sora is playfully teasing Asuka in the most romantic way as possible.
Rum.
Via physical examination.
Oh, we didn't even say. This is by Asmodan0210.
Right, but what's the subject?
Kingdom Hearts / Senran Kagura, genre FM.
That's for freaky man sauce.
That's the subject. That's it. That's all we got. Freaky man sauce. Try it now, KFC.
Let's come up down to KFC and get our brand new freaking man sauce.
Chapter 1, Kingdom Hearts, The Legend of Keyblade Master. Side chapter, The Exciting Physical Examination.
I don't know, I've never been that excited when my doctor tries to tell me that my colon is fine.
They've never told you it was fine.
Nope, bullshit. They called me 2 days ago and said that my colon was fine, and there's no blood in my stool.
So that means you can shove things up your butt now, right?
No, I still can't do that.
Then your colon's not fine.
Logan, there's no blood in his stool, now we have to check his recliner.
I thought you were going to say there's no blood in his stool, so we have to add blood to his stool.
God, man, you take this into such dark places, I don't even know who you are anymore.
It's Val's turn to break you.
Yeah!
Hey, Val, can you say, I must break you as intimidating as you possibly can?
I must break you!
Oh, God!
She's Inga.
I'll give it 3 out of 5 Dolph Lundgrens.
Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, wow. Deadpool appears as he says the following words. This chapter contains the sexual content. You have been warned. Then Deadpool had... disappeared.
Disappeared.
There's 2 S and 1 P, so disappeared.
Disappeared.
Disappeared?
Disappeared.
It's disappeared.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't like pears that much.
What? They're so sweet and juicy.
Shall I give you dispair?
No, give me disorange instead.
Guys, it's not just sexual content. It's the sexual content.
The sexual.
Yeah.
It's a wrestler who insists upon himself. He's not the Brian Kendrick. He's the Brian Kendrick.
Sora, Asuka. Kingdom Hearts, The Legend of Keyblade Master. Asuka, side chapter. The Exciting Physical Examination.
I think that was the same sentence, dude.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
QOST.
Oh, we have an OST? We have an OST for this?
Yes. Yeah. Steve. Yes, this is why I picked this story, because it has actual musical cues in it.
All right, take the music, but run it backwards and like bass boosted.
No, I'm going to MIDI rip it, and I'm going to add the Yeti scream from To Catch a Yeti as the main melody line.
I'm sure we'll be able to get that around copyright.
Oh, yeah. That's a transformative work. For sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's transforming it into something horrible.
QOST, Taku Iwasaki Old Town. Oh my god, what's with these spellings?
Oh god.
Need more R's.
Asuka is lying during the night in Sora's mansion.
Wait, he has a mansion?
Yep.
Apparently, in his room, in his big bed, while his parents and grandfather alongside his big sister are in a summer vacation.
Wait, they've never established any of these.
I'm not done reading the sentence.
They're in summer vacation.
Oh, yeah, they are in summer vacation. As Sora and Asuka are alone, as Sora had cocky smirk on his face.
As he
was dressed in his shirt, black pants, and brown boots, in addition to his lab coat, as he is laying on the top of Asuka, who is innocently blushing as she is now wearing trademark shinobi attire, which consists of her uniform composed of a yellow vest over a white shirt and a green plaid skirt to match her tie. That was all one fucking sentence!
Yeah!
It's not the longest one in the story.
Paired with it are black thigh-high socks with brown loafers.
And despair.
And on each arm is a guard with bandages beneath them, as she wears the short red scarf around her neck.
Around.
No, you gotta trill your R's there.
Around.
Sorokin.
Wait, you can't trill your R's?
Not really.
Can you try?
I'll try.
There you go!
Ay, ay, ay!
Bravo!
I know this is embarrassing.
Said Asuka, as she had blushing while Sora had smirked cockily. It doesn't matter if it's embarrassing.
All right, you can stop now.
Everyone still has to go through it, Sora had said sarcastically as Asuka had innocently blushed.
That's true, but why you, Sora-kun?
Said Asuka innocently, as Sora had replied. It cannot be helped, right? After all, the nurse Ai had said that she is busy.
No?
Sora had chuckled pervertedly while Asuka had blushed again.
How do you chuckle pervertedly? I want to hear. So, us every Wednesday. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, no, it's the laugh Master Tang does. Just...
Yes, play me like a drum.
You sound like Tim the Toolman Taylor with the flu.
I don't think so, Al.
But... And thus Sora had replied again. But nothing. Now then, let's get this started, shall we?
Dave, you can't keep doing that because it's not part of the OST cues.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know any of these songs, by the way.
That's too unlimited. Are you ready for this?
I'm talking about the fucking cues. I don't know any of the songs that they're talking about in the story.
I've played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 and none of the others, so all of this is foreign to me.
This is from Stardust Crusaders. This is
what
not
the fuck
from-
is Stardust Crusaders?
JoJo.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched that either.
But nothing. Now then, let's get this started, shall we? Thus Asuka had hugged her pillow as she had innocently scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
You scare me, Sora-kun.
Then Sora had replied once again. It's okay. It's okay, Asuka.
No, it's not.
It's only scary for a first time.
It shouldn't be scary the first time.
Exactly.
I lost my virginity on a haunted hayride.
I lost my virginity in the back of a fucking Buick Park Avenue, and I didn't fit back there. That was pretty scary.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, I've told this story.
I just forgot that it was a Buick. That's like the best recommendation I've ever heard from anybody to ever get a Buick.
You might lose your virginity.
You might lose your virginity. You could lose your virginity. Asterisk, might.
I mean, there's space.
Not in this one.
Not for David.
Yeah. Yeah, only if you literally chop the root off.
Like, the only reason there was space was because I was 6'4 and she was 5'1.
So she was crammed between the cushions.
Kinda, yeah. It's good times.
And then it will start to feel good. And then it will soon get... What? No. Fuck. Words are hard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then it will get soon start to feel good. And the first will be a waste, as in, like, your waste on your body. QOST, Stardust Crusaders OST, Silver Rust.
I don't know what that is, so just start playing the Cutie Mark Crusaders theme.
We are the Cutie Mark Crusaders. We gotta go outside and fuck around. We gotta get Connor to get on the show and start doing a metal version of Cutie Mark Crusaders.
Yeah. He's done that.
No, not a metal version. He's gotta bring that fucking kazoo back.
Yes.
That's not a kazoo. That's a sad trumpet. Was that American Idiot on Sad Trumpet?
Yes. Chuck Mangione presents American Idiot.
Then Sora had picked his isometer and he wrapped it around Asuka's waist as she had squealed in embarrassment.
Kia! No! It's squeezing me!
She tried to kick him.
Asuka had said in embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
Asura had chuckled pervertedly.
The waist is 59 centimeters. This is damn good. I can't stop. In that case, now the hips!
So, Sora turned into Master Roshi.
Yes?
After he defeated all 972 Xehanorts.
I defeated all of the Xehanorts. Hi, Bun.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Welcome to Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we do side talking.
Steve says, welcome to side talking.
You gotta get Judy one of those Nokia N-gauges.
Yeah.
Wow. Go look up the N-gauge. N-G-A-G-E. Go look it up. Enjoy the space taco. And then she closes the door very slowly.
Said Sora as he wrapped the isometer around Asuka's hips.
Is that what he said?
And she had squealed in embarrassment.
Oh, this is going to be fun for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! I like this!
Things I said at my 9-year-old birthday party when I went to the local JCC and had a karate birthday party.
That sounds really lame.
That was actually pretty cool. He brought in a bunch of fucking weapons and showed them off, including a dart gun.
All right, that's less lame than I was imagining. I was just imagining a bunch of, like, 9-year-olds hanging around in gi going kya at each other.
Well, no, we did that, but we also did, like, we did the balance beam. We did who can kick the highest on the wedge.
Balance beam.
Yeah.
Gymnastics.
It started lame and got very, very cool because he started showing off shit like brass knuckles and nunchucks.
And then he did the hurricanrana to one of you kids.
I think I still have video of that, too. We'll do a double feature of that in my circumcision.
Oh, God. I would... No. No.
And thus, Sora had examined Asuka's hips.
The hips are 85 centimeter, said Sora, as he had posed...
I thought you said the hipsters.
There's 85 of them.
Yes.
Time to take out one. I'm looking at you, Steve.
What? Hey!
Are you trying to say you're not a hipster?
I'm trying to say you shouldn't try to take me out. Well, unless you get clearance from Val, and you still can't put it in my butt.
Because I want to put it in your butt first.
Your doctor said it was okay.
No, my doctor said I was okay, not it was okay.
Says Sora as he had posed stylish sly.
I won't stop. My heart won't stop.
I think most people try to not have their heart stop.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice. And Asuka is now laying on the floor as she had innocently blushed.
Harkening back to, I think it was like the first or second episode when we were talking about the Women's Royal Rumble, Asuka's laying on the floor having a tantrum because somebody stepped on her fucking hat.
Steve-O, are you printing something?
Yes. It's my boarding pass.
Yeah, but do you have to do it while we're on the show?
Yes, I did, because I have to check in 24 hours ahead of time.
But please, let me hook off already.
Okay.
Said Asuka innocently, because she's always innocently, I guess. As Sora had pointed at Asuka, as he replied crazily,
What are you saying, Asuka? The main dish starts now.
What?
The last thing everyone were waiting for is your bust, said Sora as Asuka had started to crawl back.
Please stop it, Sorokin.
And thus Sora once again replied as he walked toward Asuka.
Don't worry, it's all right. It's all right. I'll promise to be gentle.
But you're not promising to be gentle. You're saying at some point you will promise to be gentle, which is not good for the situation.
No.
Exactly.
And thus Sora had wrapped the isometer around.
Around.
Around and around and around.
Her bust as she had squealed innocently.
Ah! Yeah!
God damn it! Sensei, please stop that!
How embarrassing!
And Sora replied with cocky smirk, Your bust is 97.
Hey, that's not what it says. You're not using the right volume.
Your bust is 90 centimeters.
There we go.
Hoo-hoo.
Woo-hoo!
It's not a weapon of the animals! Woo-hoo! The life of my boobies! Woo-hoo! We need to make like an interlude between pages. That way we can have like...
Are you telling me to do more work than I'm already doing?
Yes. Just put the DBZ theme on the next page of this story.
What's this? Will Sora have touched Booby?
I can't take it anymore.
All right, you know what? Kill two birds with one stone. In between every page, I'm just going to play Nudity Takes a Backseat.
You fucker. You rat bastard. You did this to yourself, Dave.
I guess I did.
I'm just going to finish now.
And thus Sora had approached Asuka as she had embarrassing blushed.
All right, my turn.
Interlude.
Dude, and he takes a backseat. With this, it's done, right? And thus Sora had suddenly had appeared behind Asuka as he said this, but this time with the friendly smile.
Don't worry, I'll be gentle, darling.
Hi, gentle darling.
He said nothing personnel, kid.
Q-O-S-T. How the hell do you pronounce?
Urotsuki Doji.
Urotsuki Doji, O-S-T, Nagumo, and Akemi. Okay. Not a fucking clue. And thus, to Asuka's surprise, Sora had touched her breasts with his hand as he had started to massage them as Asuka had I was going to say slowly, lowly moaned in pleasure.
Sasora-kun, please be gentle, said Asuka as she turned to Sora as they started to kiss each other in the lips and licking each other's tongues.
During the kiss, they moaned as Asuka had felt his gentle touch. As Asuka and Sora had laid, not an endorsement of Lay's, but some of us still like Pringles better, this time on his big bed. Did you guys have big beds growing up?
No.
No.
I guess I was the only one that grew up with a queen.
Yeah.
Wow, must be nice to have filthy rich parents who could afford beds.
Yeah, must be nice to have parents who had more than, like, just a cheap foam mattress for you to lay on.
I had a waterbed.
I hate you.
You had a waterbed?
I had a waterbed, and then a year later I didn't because I broke it.
You're terrible.
Yeah. You're the kind of kid who fucking just bounces on his waterbed. He's like, oh, whatever, fuck it. My parents will pay for it.
Sora had undid Asuka's yellow west and white shirt.
Yellow west!
Yellow west and white shirt. As he saw how large and perky her breasts were.
He just measured them!
And thus Sora had started to suck on them, thus making Asuka to moan in pleasure, as Sora had started to suck on her round and large perky left breast, as he had massaging her right breast.
Ouch.
Ooh, these IKEA instructions are confusing.
Just turn the right breast with your left hand. Insert the left breast.
On! Please don't stop. On! On!
Who are you calling? Who's on?
They're calling a Hun.
Ah, shit, I gotta take this call. It's my end gauge.
It's about my divorce. I got a divorce.
That's sad. Sora had continued to suck on her breasts as he suddenly had undid his lab coat. Why the hell is he wearing a lab coat?
Because he's replacing the doctor.
All right. And shirt, thus revealing his well-built, muscular body.
I should get one of these skateboards.
As Asuka, God, we have no attention span, had blushed and amazed how handsome he had became during their last mix.
It rhymed!
And thus Sora had unzipped his trousers and boxers, thus revealing his large manhood as he had undid her panties. Leave alone here, topless, no, topless body, her mini skirt and her black stockings, and thus he injected his manhood into Asuka as she had moaned innocently.
Injected. That's the word they went with.
Like heroin.
Yeah!
Val?
Yes?
I'm not calling anybody, okay? You're huge! I want you, Sora-kun! Please don't stop! And thus, Sora had started to move his hips while fucking Asuka's...
Her what?
That is a drink for me, hold on. Inhards! And walls as her breasts had started to shake in front of his face as he placed his hands on her waist. Oh, God. Sora continued to shoot his manhood into Asuka's womanhood.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
As she had moaned
I mean, phonetically, it is correct.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Uncontrollably.
Uncontrollably.
Incontrollably.
As she wrapped her legs around his waist and her arms around his neck. I really like how they're letting me know when I should do the trills. Then Sora had increased the pace he had started to sexually pound Asuka with speed and strength as his manhood fucked her in hards again. As Asuka was moaning in pleasure with the sweet moaning, On! I can't take it anymore! My heart earns for love!
It's about Tree Fitty.
Sora-kun! I want more! Gold is the time-tested currency that all goes down!
Now you have to edit your own thing, like I say. Gold is the time-tested currency that goes down.
Yeah.
That's how you earn more love, by getting more money with the gold that you invest in. Makes sense? I'm giving these people life hacks, Logan. Do you have any gold? I can use some.
No. I've already invested in silver.
Asuka continued to moan seductively as Sora then continued to fuck her, and then he had started to fuck her anus as Asuka had moaned more as he breasts had started to jiggle as Sora is fucking her from behind as the lick each other's tongues as the moaned during the kiss as Sora is holding Asuka's waist while having a sex with her, and then Sora had put Asuka back on her back and once again inserted his manhood into her walls of her vagina.
No!
Ouch.
No!
Yeah, just pierce right through those walls.
You do not go ask the vagina without asking!
I can't breathe yet because the sentence hasn't ended as she had moaned uncontrollably as she wrapped her hands around his back as both Sora and Asuka are on the verge of orgasm.
Did you guys ever see...
I can't see anything right now.
That manga where the girl shoves her hand into her asshole.
Yes, and gives him a hand job while
gives him a handy while he's fucking her.
Yes, I've seen that one.
I heard about that, yeah.
God, no. What? What?
Yeah. Well, it's basically like with her hand in her ass, she's putting pressure on his dick.
She's stretching.
You know what? No. You know what? I'm already getting enough instructions from the story. I don't want to know.
Well, Steve, you know, you could always just do it yourself and find out.
No, this is not me doing it to myself. This is the story, Logan. Sora-kun, please. I want more.
I've got one word for you, Steve. Erotic.
Erotic.
So, Steve, is that what you didn't finish earlier when we were in bed?
I'm about to come! Asuka had moaned during her sex with Sora as he had groaned as he is about to release the sperm in Asuka's pussy. Asuka, I'm about to come. Arg! So, arg is fine. Is fine. What the fuck is this next? Gurg!
Gurg! Yeah, it's like your GERD.
It's the backup recorder that we use.
No, that's...
Generically invasive intestinal reflux geriatric...
Hand job.
Yeah, hand job.
You did it.
And then Sora had... Son of a... Thusted... Many times into Asuka, and then he made his finally thrust into her pussy as they moaned during sexual climax. God damn
it. Go for it.
Gyarg!
Take your breath.
Scorby! Gyarg! Asuka! Checks wristwatch! Sora-kun!
For the longest time. For the longest time.
Sora and Asuka had moaned as Sora had released the sperm into her pussy as they kissed each other once again, and then they had went into the slumber of love together. Wait, is that the sweet embrace of death?
Sure!
As Asuka had wrapped her hand around his... muscle press. And then they slumbered into the dream, editorializing for 1,000 years.
Yeah, so I was just saying in the chat, it's not that hard to self-fist.
Just gotta be limber.
No, you gotta be, like, stretchy.
There's nothing to explain. It just feels good to shove your whole fist in your ass.
It takes a while till you get stretched to that point.
Use a hammer to get it in there further.
I'm actually having a little trouble with lightheadedness right now because of how much I stretched my lungs during that reading.
Your lungs or your anus?
Your lung anus.
Por que no los dos? All right, the doctor said no. David, you're up, and you're reading the entirety of Edward's Birthday by Aaron of the Culin Clan.
It's not birthday!
Did we not read this one?
Edward's Birthday! No, we haven't read this one yet.
I swear I read this one.
Edward's Birthday. A birthday.
We decided not to read this because it was part of the Broodening Love thing.
No, it is literally not part of Broodening Love. It says that in the first author's note.
Edward's Birthday by Aaron of the Culin Clan. Edward's Birthday. Arthur's Nose. This isn't a part Arg Broodening Love.
It's not isn't. It's Eisen.
But it's like what Stepani Mayer...
David, please don't call me that. My name is Steven.
You know, you're Stepani. Stepani Mayer did with the Bree Trainer story. Like a extra bit or something. God loves you all, and I love anyone that God loves. Less than 3 times 3. I woke up early at midnight because it was the day of Ward's birthday.
No, Ward Brith.
Bryrith. Bryrith and I was going to set up his supplies party early so he wouldn't know about it. I went to the Krolin's house and meet Ali outside the window. She had a really pretty purple party dress and leather heels. Heels. Oh dear. Her hair, like the rabbit, was done in a nice wavy way.
Hey Joan, you look hot today. Ward will think you are so sexy.
Alice.
That is Alice, right? Yeah, that's how you spell Alice.
Alice taught me out loud. I was wearing a special outfit for Ward.
Wearing.
That's what I said, wearing. I was wearing a special outfit for Ward. I had strengthened my hair and was wearing a black dress, which was a dress and a skirt at the same time.
David, I don't know why, but I'm so wet for you right now.
Well, it's because I'm reading this as Philip.
That's very true.
It was tight and short and made my legs look really spelled wrong.
Relay.
Long and skinny.
Skiny.
I couldn't wait, as in mass, not to see Wed's reacting when he say me. Anyway, we got to...
Sorry, I'll take a drink. Oh, tonight my drink of choice is a bourbon amaretto. It's quite tasty.
I love amaretto.
I like it, but not too much. It has to be a good balance.
I'm just a big fan of almond in general.
Well, that's because you like to squeeze the almond titty for that sweet almond milk.
No, Dave, it's because I like these nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Diabetes nuts.
Where did that come from?
That's a Game Grumps joke.
Oh,
of course it is. Oh, answer a question. Is you smell different when you sleep a Game Grumps joke?
I don't think it is.
Okay, so it did just come from the depths of your depraved brain.
Yeah.
You don't even sound sure.
Listen, man, my brain isn't even there these days.
No, it's supposed to be listen, Steve.
Listen.
Steve.
David eats, sleeps, and breathes Game Grumps.
Not true.
That is true.
All right, I'm going to go see if there is a docu-makura for Ego Raptor.
I regret to inform you that there almost assuredly is.
Yeah.
They also came out with, like, Magical Girl alter egos recently.
Yeah, I saw that, like, a month ago.
I'll be honest, Aaron's alter ego is kind of really cute.
It's pretty hot. Yeah, they're pretty hot.
All right, back to this crap. Anyway, we got the tables out of the shed and put them on the ground and made a marquee over the top to protect it from whatever. We then put the cake out. It was a really expensive, wow. Expensive cake or whatever.
Or whatever.
And weird. Oh, no. Fist your own ass if you're so great, Mom.
Fist your own ass if you're so great.
But Phil, I don't want to do that.
Too bad, Martin. Fist your own ass.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
No. I'm grumpy and I drive a Pontiac Fiero now.
David, please.
Oh, it's not a Pinto?
No, it was a Pontiac Fiero.
It was a Buick. It was the Buick you lost your virginity.
Do you want me to read this or you want me to fucking just stop?
Yes, I want you to read this. I'm sorry.
If you're going to knock my choice of first car.
Oh, first fuck car, you mean?
No, that was my first car, too.
Okay.
First fuck car.
Right. The only other car that I got laid in was in Japan, though, so...
Right. The car got laid?
Was it the one that you crashed?
No, I didn't... No, it wasn't the Skyline.
Was it immediately after you crashed into the rice paddy?
No, that was a different...
Or was that the reason why you crashed into the rice paddy?
I owned 6 different cars when I was in Japan, so...
Oh my god, okay.
Did they all have sex together?
No, don't ask the questions!
Only one of them.
I'm gonna be here till like 1 a.m.
That's fine.
No, I have work tomorrow. We then put the cake out. It was really expensive cake or whatever, and we put all the food out and then went home to bed until nighttime came later that night. I was really excited about the party because a lot of Wadi's friends, unnecessary space, that he hadn't seen for ages, would be coming over. But one I wanced, one I wanced, locking Ford words to was Tana. She thought Ward was hot and wanted to sell him away from me. But I was way hotter than her anyway, so I knew Ward would stay
Weege. That is what we call people who are obsessed with Waluigi are weeges.
So I knew Ward would stay weege me instead of going for your fat, dirty slit. It was 6 and everyone hid in his room. Then Ward came in.
Happy birthday, Edward.
I screamed out. He jammed at me. And huddled me tight into his pecs, which were hard and tight.
Which airy.
Steve, I'm gonna huggle you to death.
Joan, you look hotter than you ever have before.
He told me, and I cussed his big lips in an erotical way.
Erotical.
Come outside. We have a surprise for you sexies.
I wanked at him, and he wanked back.
Whoa!
That's a sight. We went outside to the rotunda, and there was what me and Alika, I guess she's Alika now.
Alika!
Had mad for him this morning, plus all his friends were there. Then Tana came up to him and said in a seductive vocal,
"Hey, big boy, you look good, and..."
No, it's still the same thing. Okay, yeah, so there we go.
And then he tried to cast him.
Then I walled up to her and dlapped her face hard.
Philip, you really need to stop hitting the booth so hard.
It's my boyfriend, okay? So back off, slutty.
Slutty.
Tana creamed in my erection.
Oh, no. They ducked.
I don't know what's more absurd, that line or Philip saying that line.
It's beautiful.
Tana creamed in my erection and tried to pash me, but Wardy punk jed her hard in the stomach.
No, you are hurt, Joan. No, fuck off.
No, it's no yo-o.
That's what I said. No yo-o hurt Joan. Now fuck off.
David, don't have so much fun with this.
No, this is what Ward sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Ward, don't have so much fun with this. I know you're wanking.
The Lord is unpleased by you.
You. Crank that soldier boy.
You.
You.
Did he die?
He's still deflating.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later.
Tana curated and gave me the finger.
Sorry.
But I ignored her because shed ugly now anyway.
I forgot to give you a precinct, Joan.
No, there's you, your.
Oh, shit, you're right.
I forgot to give you your precinct, Joan.
I said to Ward. I gave him a box and he opened the box. In it was a ring made of silver.
No.
No.
A sliver.
Yes.
That movie by Stephen King.
No.
I don't remember who it was by.
No, Slither. Sliver is the creature type from Magic the Gathering.
No, there's also a movie called Sliver, too. I think it's a murder mystery, maybe?
I don't know. I love it.
He told me. And then we ate the cake and I said, I love you, Ward.
I love you too, Aaron. The end.
Nah.
..
No, that was a sweat story. Edward and Joan are perfect together.
It's prefect.
Fuck! It's prefect together. I've been hoodwinked.
By the way, Sliver, it is a movie from 1993, and it's based on the Ira Levin novel.
And it's a romance thriller.
There you go, yeah. See?
No, it's this erotic thriller.
Erotic thriller.
You like to watch, don't you?
Oh, God, that's creepy. All right, well, we are going to go away. Our guests are ready.
We haven't even all gotten to read yet.
Yeah, I know. They're earlier in the rotation tonight. So
we'll see you guys real soon.
Da-da-da. Next Rudy Roo.
I want to know what love is.
Welcome, Troy and Miss Pouty. I hope you're ready.
Dear God.
We'll see.
So this is a, how many pages is it? 73-page Twilight fanfiction.
You know, if it was longer, it could have become a real book.
Hand me the jelly beans. I'm going to need them.
The jibbly beans?
We have Jelly Belly Krispy Kreme Donut Jelly Beans.
Those sound fucking amazing.
Aaron has already broken into them, or Pouty has broken into them already.
I wanted to eat more of them, except I was told to save them for the recording.
The seal has been broken. The gates are open.
Yes. And there she goes. How's the blueberry one?
It tastes like blueberry cake. It's real good.
Brudening Love by Aaron of the Cullen Clan. Original URL.
Excuse me, it's pronounced Cullen. It's not Cullen, it's Cullen.
http://// aaronofthecullenclan.deviantart.com/art/brudening-love-13739542
Woo!
Chapter 1, Genesis.
Oh, blast processing?
Aaron.
Troy turns to the right. Aaron.
It's to his left. But it's... Oh, man, this is going to bug me the whole time. Oh, my God.
Okay, hello, everyone. I want to let you know that I'm the biggest Twilight ever.
Yep.
I've read all the books and seen the movie. Umvk, isn't Cullen Howitt so hot?
So is.
Fuck. Now, if written a story about what would happen, id I were Bella one, because she's a dirt bisk. So I want you to see it and tell moi what you think.
She won Miss Piggy.
So lots of revolves, please. Love your god, XOXOXOXO. I had to put my story up here because the meanies at ff.net deleted it, but I am glad the Jew and the bird are gone and ain't flaming me anymore.
Yeah, Steve-O, get out of here.
Wow. Goddamn Jews and birds. Specifically those birds.
My brain just exploded.
Who's the bird?
I don't know.
Don't flame me no more.
Tilda, 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 Tilda,
no, 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 not Tilda. They're either ocean waves or wee 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 wee.
Are they called Tildas?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
T-I-L-D-E.
Knowledge is fun.
I walked into the room and he was sighting over by the corner of my English class, prefectly sitting by the corner in a desk.
Excuse me, is he in the corner?
No, he's like, his chair got shifted forward, so he's sitting in the part of the desk where the lid lifts up.
Ah, he clipped.
Yes, that's what the tildes are for. That's how you enable cheats in Half-Life.
Prefectly sitting by the corner in a desk. I thought he was a god.
No, it was just David.
Yup.
Aaron, not God God, because I love God, and that's blasphemy.
Love.
So fuck off, Sinars.
Sinars, yes.
Sinars.
I'm drinking for Sinars.
It's Sinars. There's only one N in this one.
Because he looked so damn hot.
Darman.
Oh, you're right. Shit, give me one of these. Which
I'm
one?
Using them while you're yelling, though, because I'm scared of spit.
That's fine. I'm going to go for one of the original glazed.
We were talking earlier about me being afraid for my upcoming plane flight. God, I would not be able to survive my own life if I were afraid of spit.
We wouldn't be kissing.
I mean, I'm amazed you've survived this long with your fear of your own penis.
I am not afraid of my own penis, Logan.
I'm scared of my penis, so congrats to you. You know, like, that's really impressive. My dick is horrifying. You haven't seen it, Troy. Don't give me that look.
Okay. Because he looks so darn hot, like that guy who used to be on Smallville before he got fat.
No, it's Smallvile.
It's Smallvile.
Smallvile.
Yep.
Smallvile cat.
Meow.
Before he got fat, so now I watch Supernatural because fat man is always in my head now.
Wow.
I gilied when he looked at moi, and Edwards looked away, seeming to snarlingly.
Yeah, multiple Edwards.
Is gilied one of those euphemisms for girls masturbating?
As opposed to gilling?
Fucking should be. Sounds classy. Let me go gilied.
Giglied.
I was riffing on the fact that Gili is the name of one of the worst movies of all time.
Never heard of it.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Just like Pokemon the movie.
No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not jump to any things you will regret.
Fired.
No, go watch it. It's terrible.
No, it's not.
It really is. There is one good joke in Pokemon the first movie.
It's not a humorous movie, so it's not really, you know, judged by its one good joke.
No, I want to hear this, Dave. Is it the Vikings thing?
No.
Okay.
Though it's close. The one that is... It's the same scene. They're rowing the boat, and Jesse's like, "Stroke! Stroke! Oh, God, I think I'm going to have one!"
Yes. Accurate.
Now I want to watch Pokemon. Let's just go watch Pokemon now.
No! Bye, no! Guys. You can't go anywhere! The doors are locked.
The door's open.
God damn it.
Squeak! Steve, you got to work on that psychic power.
I flacked my long brown hair, as in the rabbit, hop-p-p-p-ping, to get his attention.
Well, yeah, hairs do hop.
All right, I'm in Aaron's camp right now. Yes, spit is terrifying when Troy has to do that near you.
It fucking is. Like, that's why I'm covering up these beautiful jelly beans.
That's why I have a hazmat suit on.
Ugh, I should get, like, a welder's helmet.
I have long brown hair that reaches my... Batom. Why do I feel like I just logged out of AOL Instant Messenger? Batom.
You've got mail.
Is there a modem noise for 10 hours, YouTube?
Oh, God.
No.
Of course there is.
Don't do this to us.
Yes, do it.
10 hours of dial-up sounds. Hell yeah.
Oh.
Oh, sweet. We even get an extra second, so it's 10 hours in 1 second. Fuck yeah.
No.
That's more bang for your buck right there.
Now, grab it and pull stretch it.
Pull stretch it down to like 80 hours.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Don't do that now, please. My baton in a smooth long thing with a hair clip and such. I have hotter eyeliner with lots of blue mascara because it goes with moi eyes, you see, because they are blue. And I'm wearing a loose white blouse with a cute leather belt and a long black skirt because it's sexy but not hoary, and it's a sin to be a whore, tonless, Mary Magdalene. But she's dead anyway.
No whore shaming.
Edward looked back to me and locked away again. It was rude, and I furrowed my brow confusedly at him.
As in the song.
As in the...
It's a religious song. The Book of...
Yeah.
But he's sexa, so I'll let him get away with it. The Lord teaches us to forgive. I walked over with every eye on the room on me, because I'm so darmin H-O-T. I've been told this many times, so I know it is true. And not a closing parenthesis, just another open parenthesis.
Yep.
And I sit on his desk, and he looks up and has bronze eyes that are sexy in a brooding way. Aaron. Foreshadowing!
Alright, could you do that again, backing up a little bit from the mic?
Foreshadowing!
Much better, because you weren't foreshadowing, you were foreshadding on me.
Let's also go ahead and maybe keep in mind that wall right there is attached to someone else's house right in front of you.
Oops.
It's fine.
Well, they're just getting a preview of the episode.
I don't like them. It's actually okay.
Okay. He is broody, but if you haven't read the box, you'd already know that. He looks up to me, and I look doing to him, looking up to me. He then speaks in a quiet, brooding voice.
Aaron, you're up.
More Aarons, just Aarons everywhere.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Miss Pouty, you're up.
Nah, you good. Who are you? He asks. And why are you on my desk? Those quotes are not in the right place.
No, they're not.
So I winks at him and tell him he's cute. But then class starts and I sit down and watch him.
He's still on my desk.
He is so hot and I decid want to be his boyfriend.
Okay.
Sure.
He looks at me and turns away again. Exclamation point. So yeah, that's my story. Tell me what you think with your reviews.
Reviews.
Yeah.
That's right.
So glad to have writing it. I'm happy ass now. I'm happy ass now.
I've had spanks. I'm happy ass now.
God loves you all. XOXOXOXO. Colon 3.
Colon 3.
Chapter 2, Adam and Ev. The lesser known stories.
Ev.
Ev.
Adam and Evan.
Aaron, this is me second chapter and no reviews. WTF? Ah, shut up, you stupid snoo bitch. You're pathetic, not my. Flaming my as it is against God's will for the number for people to hate is bad. And if you do, you not be allowed in heathen. It's my favorite.
Baby, you're all that I want. So you're lying here.
You're my arms.
It's kind of hard to believe we're in heathen.
So no flaming, choose love. Anyway, Edward is much less than 3, and so is you readers. Thanks for reading. Also, my character?
Yeah.
Oh, character. Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Character. Okay, awesome.
It's like a fursona, but for people who are really involved in VeggieTales.
Oh, God.
Oh. I really like VeggieTales.
No, you know how there's pet play?
Yeah.
There's like horse and buggy play where someone's the character.
That is a thing. That's true. Yeah. Logan is correct
really?
About this.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is
really a thing.
No, in fact, I just invented horse and buggy play, and I'm sad that that's a real thing.
No.
There was it's real. There's a side mission in Saints Row 3 about it.
No, I refuse to believe there's such a thing as horse and buggy play.
There is.
There is.
Go fucking
there
look
is.
It up.
It's real. Horse play is real. And
no, I know what horse play is a thing. I'm not saying horse play, Val. I said horse and buggy.
No, yes.
And I'm saying that horse and buggy is real.
If I may interject, I looked up horse and buggy play, and the first result is the horse and buggy fruit sellers of Baltimore. And now I kind of want to go downtown and see if there's Amish people selling fruit.
Steve, let's go downtown and get some jam.
Jam is really good.
Jam is my jam.
Jam is super jelly.
Amish Uber provides users horse and buggy rides.
Wait, what?
Yep, they have an Amish Uber.
Hang on, let me see if I can get an Amish Uber to work tomorrow.
That's just the rickshaw thing from Japan. It's a total tourist trap.
Also, okay. My character is named Joan in this, not Aaron, :3. XOXOXOOXOXOXOXO. Edward didn't speak to me for the rest of the class, and he never looked at me again. I was a bit sad, but I knew, as in brand new, that God would help me through it. I pray, like attacking Hunter. Something, like a lion preys on things.
She's stalking God.
Yeah.
The tables have turned.
This sounds like such a fucking metal album. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I got drums here.
We have drums. We can do it.
Yes. Annoy your neighbor even more.
Perfect. I like this. No, don't. They're not my drums. Don't hurt. I prayed to him that at the end of class, Edward will talk to me. But Edward didn't, so I
guess I don't believe in God anymore.
Just, I didn't pray loud enough. It was lunch TM, so I goed and sat by, as in purchasing, myself, and read the color, the Bible. Ernie.
It's not Aaron.
She spelled her name wrong. Okay, as someone named Aaron, I take personal offense to this. Ernie, it can be a good read sometimes.
Not all the time, just sometimes.
I watched as Edward sat next to a group of people that had the same looks as him. Yo, no, all mysterious and sexa. I wounded who they were.
So she stabbed them.
But not just them, like who they were. She stabbed their identity.
David, I have an odd request for you.
Oh boy, here we go.
Can you give me a picture of you doing the derelict pose from Zoolander?
The what pose?
The face that he makes.
Oh, you mean the Magnum, dear God, it's beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Aw.
I don't take selfies. I'm not real.
Get Judy to do it.
Send her a text, let her know what you need to do, and then she'll trick me into it someday.
I watched them. They didn't eat anything, but weren't anorexic locking, so I felt more curious. I waned to go and talk to him again. I knew he would like me because I am hot and Christian.
And a Christian.
And a Christian.
You sounded so pained when you had to say that.
It hurts my brain to look at it. So yes, that is accurate.
Yeah.
So I walk over and sit next to him. He looks angry, but I didn't care. Hi, Lamb Aaron.
Wait, she just...
Joan is the character, not Aaron.
Hello, Am Nancy.
For a moment, I read it as Yam.
We got two pages in before the author slipped into self-insert.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was all self-insert from the beginning.
No, like...
Dropping her own name in by mistake.
Exactly.
I see. That's just me.
Lazy writing.
Yeah.
I was in your class this morning. Crying in class. I'm in mourning. I say, and they all star at me.
All star?
No, don't you dare prompt them. Don't.
All star? God damn it.
They were all dressed in Abercrombie and Filch clothes.
Filch? What is he doing in this movie?
You know, I thought that before when she said he looked prefect. And I was like, this isn't Harry Potter.
You explicitly asked for no Harry Potter and we're trying to deliver here.
And it followed me. Damn it. The girls in bright colors and the boys in not bright colors, but not dark either. Except Edward, who was in a sexy dark brun hoodie and black jeans.
Black.
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 Black. Black. Black. I suddenly knew they were a famelt, and I couldn't believe how hot the whole family are. Rosalie and Alice, the only girls, were perfect and hot like the Veronicas, but not emo and slutty.
What?
If it wasn't against my religion to be homo, I would say they were sexa.
See, there you go. Dave was wondering what the story was where I'm not allowed to be gay because it's against my religion.
Yep.
So wait, was this the story? Was this that?
Yeah, this was the one.
Yeah!
They just said the line.
Oh.
Way to pay attention.
Sorry, I had a moment where like the last 3 minutes just disappeared from my life.
That's upsetting because the last 3 minutes were me talking.
Did I just have a stroke? What the hell?
Yeah, I think you just had a stroke, bro.
Yeah, Dave, you're about 18 above par.
Thanks. Speaking of which, Steve, when you come down to Florida, you want to go play golf together? Even though neither of us are good at golf?
Sure. Can we totally, like, punk up the golf course?
Sure. I don't know what you mean by that, but sure.
Hell yeah. Fuck that country club.
Speaking of which, Steve, we gotta go to Monster Golf.
Hell yeah. All right. Please continue.
Continue?
Then there was Japper, who was too coot and made me feel so clam when I looked at him.
Music again.
And he looked like Matt Thiessen?
Matt Thiessen.
I don't know who that is. I'm gonna look it up.
I also don't know who that is.
Oh, Canadian-American musician, singer, songwriter.
He's a Christian rock frontman.
Yeah.
He fucking would be.
Oh.
What's the band called?
He's funny looking. He doesn't look like Japper.
Yeah.
Man, if he listens to this, I'm not sorry.
I shouldn't laugh because of making fun of people's appearances, but it's pretty funny.
No, he looks...
Oh, he was part of Reliant K.
Oh.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yes. He's the co-founder, lead singer, and primary songwriter for Reliant K.
Are they the ones that did the Sadie Hawkins dance song and wore bunny ears?
I think so.
Sadie Hawkins dance in my khaki pants.
I do know that they made some songs for like VeggieTales and whatnot. Like We Are the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
I love VeggieTales.
It's okay. It's funny. We are the pirates who don't do anything.
Where's my hairbrush?
It's probably downstairs.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where?
I was just going to do this all night until we interrupt him.
Is my hairbrush?
I'm just like, you don't have any hair, you stupid idiot. Fucking Larry-ass cucumber-looking motherfucker.
No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush.
Don't lament that. You knew you had no hair. Get out of the shower. You don't have shampoo in there. I saw it. You just got the soap.
I looked up Matt Thiessen, and there's a Pinterest post just titled, I miss Matt Thiessen. I miss Matt Thiessen. I miss seeing Matt passionately singing like this.
smelling his own hair like this. I bet it smells good.
Yikes.
No, thank you. Emmett was bigger than any bodybuilder I had ever seen before and looked like John Cooper from Skillet, but no one could compete with Edward. He was the hottest by far and looked like Joel Bruyere. (3:3:3), #!!!
I didn't study for this test. Thank you very much. Next up is Val.
Ho-ho! Why are you sitting here? Edward asked, all growly-like. Oh, so, why are you sitting here? I smile at him, as in the song, because it seemed a good growl. No.
Growl?
Unless you're in bed and he's like, going, rawr, baby. That's never a good growl. Because I want to get to now, you silly. My Nam, as in Vietnam, is Jones Saint Sanctuary, Louisiana Smite, or Smithy.
Speaking of Nam, Logan, do you want to do Monster Golf next Tuesday?
Yeah.
You're hot and I lick you a fuckload. I replied, fluckering my eyelids in a sexy way, almost as the protein. Do you flucker a lot, Logan?
Yeah, no, I flucker occasionally when I have my hand up my ass.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
What? Fluckering?
That's my new favorite word. Just kind of felt like fluckering around today. Oh, what you do? Oh, you know, I fluckered a little.
God damn it.
Fluckered here, fluckered there.
I'm Edward Cullen, he said not happily. Edward didn't look impressed, but I knew, as in not old, he would, as in...
my erection.
Yes. Liek me soon. So she's basically gonna give him, like, Stockholm Syndrome. He might have already actually... He smelled... He should take a shower. But then he hidden it with Scal, and then they all looked at each other for like a minute, awkward-ish. Like last year when my sis lied that she was gay to everyone and had to go to camp.
Oh.
Man, I wish that I could smell and then hide it with a scowl. I didn't shower today. I'm just going to glare at everyone and no one will notice.
The anger makes the stink just disappear because it's too afraid to fight.
It's because of the amount of salt.
All you need to do is have a potpourri enema and you're good.
Then you have a bunch of leaves stuck in your ass.
Excuse me, they're flower petals?
And every time you fart, you become a leaf blower.
Sorry, that's not how I flucker, but that might be how you flucker.
Yeah. Imagine if you used a wintertime potpourri. Usually they put pine cones in them with cinnamon.
No!
Nope.
Nope.
No!
Yep.
No! Val, keep reading, no!
Come on, let's go, he said to his family, and they all left. I was left sitting at the table. I didn't get why he didn't want to now me, as in the note, which would be tea in English, but whatever. I wondered if their thing was something wrong with me, and that's why he didn't like me. It was time to go to biology, so I leave and go there.
Shitting pine cones the entire way.
Edward was in biology too. He was sitting by, as in buying, himself at a table. I walk over in a sexy way, almost like the protein, and sit next to him, winning at him. So much.
She's got tiger blood.
I have 19 hotels in Monopoly. Eat shit, Edward.
And because she's winning at him, he looked mad at me. I didn't know why, but 10. So she didn't have 11 hotels, she had 10.
Okay.
He didn't look too made anymore. He was in prefab. I had been friendly the whole time, as in freaking hole in the ground, and maybe it was working. The teacher started to talk, so I listened to him.
Edward was still staring at me madly again, but fuck him, he'll come around because I love him, except you can't really fuck him yet. You're not married.
Yeah, you gotta get married first.
She's Christian.
You gotta at least have a promise ring.
She's a Christian girl.
This is why Christian love is the scariest kind of love.
You smell different when you're in church.
Well, it depends. Do they believe in God's loophole?
Well, Steve-O doesn't believe in God's loophole.
Oh, yes, he totally does.
No, he doesn't. He refuses to let anyone put it in him.
Logan, I told you before, I don't have enough sheets that we could experiment by making holes in them.
I'll bring some from home.
I have to go take the dog out after Val is going to be Logan, and then it circles back around to Sean.
Puppy!
You think we got enough time for that shit?
Puppy!
He's puppy.
So how that?
Oh, God.
I wasn't ready.
I'm sitting on a drummer's floor. I'm going to die.
It's a throne. Sorry. Phil, I love you. You're such a goddamn delight.
I did tilt my head away from the microphone.
I could not tell.
Yeah. Between Val yelling and Steve-O's girly screams, I'm surprised the cops haven't shown up.
That's because the neighbors are really far away.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Val, I'm divorcing you and moving in with the neighbors. Goodbye.
It's okay. I can make a wellness check call.
Also, I can't do my coat. Can you help? I'm stuck.
You're so bad. It's just a fucking coat.
Wait, does Steve-O need help putting his coat on?
Apparently, he finally got it, but he was looking like someone with only one hand trying
keep
to put...
reading!
Okay. Someone with only one hand trying to zip up, like, his coat. I better, I think I'm getting into this quit a lot because Twilight, or Twilight?
Twilight.
Is an orsome.
As an orsome man? Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking Orcum.
Is an Orsum much like a Morsome, but you're not sure how many you want, so it's this many or that many? Like, it could be a threesome, Orsome, a foursome.
You don't want to laugh.
I got one, and that's all that I care about.
What the fuck is Orsus?
Well, top entry on Urban Dictionary is awesome, meant to sound like an East Coast accent.
Got him.
Orsum is from Orsus, which is the perfect passive participle of Ordeor, which doesn't tell me anything. All right, back to the story. I love Edward and the Krillians. So Krillin's family?
Yes.
Is the race of aliens that Krillin is.
The noseless people.
The noseless people.
I thought he was just like the strongest human.
No, he's not. He's not the strongest.
He's far from it.
He becomes one of the strongest humans.
He is the strongest human.
He said what I said.
Love that you're pointing at my mic.
It's where they are.
Well, not at first. Like, before, there's, like, Tien, who was the strongest human.
Yeah, but Tien's a bitch.
Anyway, even Jacob and them. Thanks for roading, and please review to tell me what you think. 1111. Scrum face. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX you're not nice, people! Fuck off! FFS, you people suck. If you do have anything good to say, do not say it! 11111. No, 1 as in the number, wants to be as in the letter A, Sinar, so spread love for fuck's sake. It's better. Anyway, this is the third chapter, and I'm really getting into it now. Please, everyone, as in the number, leave nice reviews! Also, I'm wheezing a new divider up the top of that page because FF doesn't like Tilda or my Louvre hearts.
No, it's not Tilda. It doesn't like...
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. I liked that one.
Some kind of pointy, smooshy face. Oh, no. Oh, it's an angry face, but there's like...
With angry eyebrows.
Yeah. And then, how the fuck do you say these?
No, they're angle wings.
These are angle wings! Scrotum face. Biology G. Went on for a while, but then it ended.
That's how classes work.
Yeah. There was another class, but Ed wasn't in it, so it don't matter. And then the day was over.
Oh, Jesus. Finally, I get to fucking read. Christ.
The boy I like isn't in the class. Fuck that class. Education's dumb if there's no cute boys to look at.
Yeah.
I waited for him after class, and my friend Jenny Donna came up to me. Ernie. Okay. Yeah, blah.
Did you turn into Rick?
Blah.
You best version of her name.
Moved to Forks recently in the Bach, but in my version, I've been here a while, like for 2 months, but it was summer holidays, so that's why I haven't seen the callings before now, but... Someone, okay?
But no.
But no, someone, okay?
Okay.
One.
Hey, girl, how are you? I ran up and hugged her tightly. She smiled happily at me. Janae was wearing a
Janae
hoodie with a cute pink bunny on it and a long pink skirt. And she... Also, blown with similar hair to mine.
I think that's pronounced Weiss.
Weiss?
No, it's not Weiss Belmont.
In a long straight do.
Do.
She looks like the lead from Evanescence, but with purple makeup and mascara and Christian.
Not Christian.
Christian.
Chris
goes out in the sun and he tans.
Also, Val, I'll have you know I walked about 75 feet away from the house and I could still hear you screaming.
To be fair, there's like no noise pollution out where you guys are at.
Yeah. Hey, girl. How are you? I hunt.
Oh, man, I love Rammstein. Hunt is my favorite album of theirs.
Seen you for like a week. She inquired happily.
Oh, so she's queer. Cool.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Sorry about that. I saw this major hottie in class today. His name is Edward Colin. You've been here a lot. Long.
I think it's Longe.
Longe. Then moi. So what do you know of him and his family? Well, they're really secretive and stuff. And unlike any clique you may have seen at your old school, they are real brooding and mysterious. But uba hot.
Uba, uba, uba.
I like Emmett a lot. She admitted erotically. Yeah, he's okay, but I like Edward, and I think he licks me.
Ugh.
He smiled at me. But it was almost sif he couldn't be with me for some reason. Reason. So then, what do you know then? I'd like to meet him, I told. Oh, well, he lives in the mountain, I heard.
No. Oh, well, he lives in...
I've got this herd of sheep that I just heard in the mountain.
He is also over there and... Alone! Go, girl, go.
Logan, you have a dynamic range akin to the lead singer from Disturbed.
Wah!
No, I didn't ask you to do your Waluigi impression.
I looked to where she was pointing and then smelled at her.
I'm going to just smell at you now.
Don't smell at me. It's weird.
There's my other interlude, just David making that laugh he just did.
He was leaving by the main entrance when I had been silly enough to leave by the side. He looked over to me as if he cold smell coming from him for him. He smiled, but then stopped and scowled at me. But I didn't mind because he actually more sexy when he scrows.
Sexaw.
Hey, Edward, how are you? You look even sexier in the sunlight, I said, admiring his pale skin.
It was like a... Oh, Jesus, fuck. I thought you said there were no slurs in this.
All right, hold on here. Let me make this more palatable for you, okay?
Oh, God, what happened?
Yes!
It was like a Jeb Geisha goth.
Oh, please clap.
Except normal at the same time and really really hot.
No, Joanne! Don't come near me!
He screamed and ran away. I ran after him, yelling at him to stop. And we went to the car park.
Into
the car park. He leapt up onto a car, all athletically and disappeared into bushes behind the car. I frowned and felt sad. Maybe I had been wrong about him liking me, which was not happy at all. But then I heard a noise, like a bus coming towards me. I looked around and saw...
A big bus coming at me!
Sorry, it's cooming.
A big bus coming on me.
Oh my gosh. All right, so it's 9:47. We've just finished our first rotation.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. So I believe that what we'll do is we're going to give our two guests their second reads, see what time it is, and adjust accordingly.
Sweet.
So, Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
Hooray!
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
Hooray.
Perfect. Also, what did we decide to do for these? Is this shark fin, shark fin, shark fin?
They're angle wings.
Yeah, they're angle wings.
Yeah, but we have to pronounce it somehow, so here's how I'm going to pronounce it.
Somebody hold him down until the ground mal seizure passes.
There's a lot more of them. Keep going. Two more.
You sound like an old Russian car that is not starting.
That's also not a grand mal seizure. That's a grand slam mal seizure there. Welcome to Daddy's. Would you like to try our new grand slam mal seizure?
Grand slam.
Delicious.
Okay, I'm going to go inverse for the yelling.
Troy, less emotion.
Go robot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's not good. Well, you'll have to see what happens in the next chapter. Thank you for reading this. And the character Odd Jenny is actually based on my friend Jenny. So, love you, girl. One.
Smudge, smudge.
Anyway, thanks again, and please leave good reviews. God loves you all.
Catface.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't love us if he exists.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck, people?
Four. Not chapter four, just four. Savoir.
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 That's a French word.
What's it mean?
Knowledge.
A/N. Seriously, stop flaming. You heathens, I mean seriously. I won't be rude to people who are being rude to me. In the story, the char cater is Nomad Joan, but my name is Aaron Lockley.
Oh, way to put your full name out on the internet.
I like how this author insists on changing details when she could have just been like, I want to pretend I'm Bella, but no. I'm going to get that Cullen Chode, and it's going to be great.
I'm Bella, but better, and my name is Joan, but sometimes I mix it up and I make it my own name. I can't tell. I've got a lot of personalities up here.
Listen, you didn't have to come on and do this one-on-one interview to tell us how you wrote this story, Pouty.
Stop calling me out. I love Twilight a lot. It's really bad, but I love it.
So, foo. I know Amy Lee was a Christian. That's why I lick her.
Don't lick people.
But she's cute. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta ask for consent first.
Yeah.
Did I bag her? No.
What?
Did I bag her? No.
She just licked her. She didn't bag her.
You didn't tell me whether it was paper or plastic, so I couldn't bag you.
Bad scenarios. Seriously, stop.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Oh, that's horrifying. It's like a creepy computer.
So anyway, this is my fourth chapter. I am getting more excited when I write this. I hope you get excited, the number two. And thanks to all the nice Christian readers for love.
Kristen.
Colon. Kristen. Kristen. Readers for love. Colon 3XOXOXOXOXOXOXO.
Oh, I'm going cross-eyed. Oh, God.
Stop doing a dance over there when I'm doing that.
No, it's fun.
Oh, God. These again.
You can do it.
We believe in you.
That's all I'm doing.
Just copy-paste it, Steve.
You can also do the rest when I come down and visit next.
That's terrifying. Okay.
I am terrifying. Thank you.
There was a screech of tires and a clod of dust. I closet my eyes because I was too, as in go to, scared to mauve.
The color?
Yes. Everything went still, and then I opened my eyes. The bus had stopped only inches from my head. I blinkered and tried to see why the bus had stopped.
It's because you put your signal on.
The bus was 90 centimeters.
There was a dent in the fount of it, but I couldn't see anyone. It was ass.
Ass and Tetris.
If someone had come and stopped the bus to save me. I was still scared and shaky.
Shacky.
But I walked off the road and onto the sidewalk. Jenny was creaming at me.
Calm down, girl.
She's excited by accidents.
It turns her on.
Yeah.
But I couldn't hear, as in, we're right here. Her, probably.
Maybe I could, though. I can't
Maybe,
tell.
Yeah.
Probably.
The bus driver looked shocked, and he got out of the bus to apocalypse.
There was rubble everywhere.
So, wait, was this the mutant, the planet, or the condition?
The condition, because it's not capitalized.
Okay.
It's also spelled like the word rather than the fake DC spelling of
it. They spelled apocalypse right. What the heck?
I nodded in a way to tell him that I didn't blame him because I couldn't talk yet. Then I saw something move from behind the bus. I couldn't see, probably, but I think it was Edward. There were amber eyes glistening in the deuce.
In the deuced
hot. Deuced. Duhast. Deuced hot.
Duhast, miss.
Duhast, Gary Sinise.
That was last season.
No, that was a couple episodes. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was last season. God damn.
Yeah, we finished with that.
Yeah.
But he was gone before I could get a good look. The bus driver went away, and so did Jenny and I went home. I ignored my dad when I got in because he would have had a hard day fire fixing. And who wants to be annoyed? I don't want to be annoyed.
I don't want to be annoyed.
So why are you guys here?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why are any of us here?
God damn it.
I don't want to be.
Let me just have a real quick existential crisis.
You want to be here or just be in general?
In general. Like, I just don't want to be in general.
What if you want to be my lover?
But what if you want to be my friend? Now?
Look at that song, dude.
Our server is crashing at an alarming rate.
I have never in my life gotten pussy on referral because my girl was like, hey, go fuck my friends and let them report on what this is actually like. You know what, Steve? I have to go now. My planet needs me.
I'm good, Christian. That night I was laying in bed. I couldn't fell asleep because of what had happened with the boss.
So I cranked one out and then fell asleep.
I watched the dark shadows on the ceiling and thought about what Jesus would do if he was in my position.
Crank one out and go to sleep.
No, he'd flicker around.
No, he'd fuck his holes from the cross and then he'd go to sleep.
Yes, crank one out.
You know, if he had ever really loved and the Bible didn't know, I couldn't think of anything, so I guessed Jesus had never loved in that way before, so he wouldn't now.
No, not everybody can fuck their handholes.
Would that be nailing yourself?
It's a very particular set of skills.
Yep.
Yep.
And then cream on your crown of thorns.
Oh. Powder, you're up.
I felt the bed sink beside me, and I rolled over to see amb eyes watching me. Edward was sitting there, watching me. One.
He smiled, but I was too surprised to say anything.
Why is she sleeping in her frigging staples?
Yeah.
They have very comfy office supplies there. Like, their desks are real good. You can curl up underneath them. They have the cushions from the, like, the really nice desk chairs.
Do they have the chairs like what we have? Because those are comfy.
Sean, how many times have you fallen asleep in your chair?
Couple times.
He moved closer to me, opaque window, and put a cold arm around my shoulders. I shivered, but it felt good. "Wagat, are you doing here?" I asked him, confused, and he giggled.
"Wagat!"
"See you, obliviously." I was so happy that he had come to see me. I knew he would like me, and I was right. We had a little talk about nothing in particular, but it was becoming clear he wanted to be with me. I wanted to coddle him, but then he got up quickly and ran away. Like, he couldn't be with me, reality.
Well, if you want to coddle someone, that's not really pleasant.
David, can I get the sound effect of somebody running fast?
Perfect. You sound like a dog. A
little bit, yeah.
That's what I was going for.
Who's doing the masturbating noise?
Okay, a dog masturbating?
That's what it sounds like when you run.
Sorry, what?
Yes, I always run when I masturbate.
Now we know why you don't go back to the gym.
This is also why the treadmill's so sticky.
Yeah, that's why I don't use it.
Rightfully so. I was confounded because I didn't know why he left. But I was happy that he combed and saw me. Anyway, so feel a spell and dreamt about Edward. Kitty face. The next day at school, everyone was talking about me and the bus because it should have hit me. I said that God saved me because of my belief in him and in why he did.
Okay.
In AY. Edward is an angel. I didn't tell any, number one, that I thought it was Edwood, though in case they laughed at me. With the teeth laughed.
What does Ed Wood do in here?
He's obviously making a really shitty film.
He's everywhere. Yeah. He's omniscient.
Wait, didn't he make that samurai cool movie that you like?
No, no. Ed Wood directed Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah.
Oh, who directed the one cool movie that you made?
I don't know what one cool movie you're talking about, Robot Dave.
We watched it for movie night.
Oh.
And everybody fell asleep because it was the last one to go on.
Oh!
Bunraku?
Yes.
We didn't all fall asleep. You just fell asleep.
I had been up for so many hours.
The rest of us were awake, though.
So everybody is you.
I also was tired. My wife was tired, so I went to bed.
I think it was Edward that saved me, I told Jenny, because I knew he wouldn't laugh. Oh my God, girl, how? She asked, all excited. I think he jumped in front of it and stopped it, I told her, because I was excited. And then he came to my house last night. Jenny was excited, too, because Edward had come to my house. We started talking about him, who hot he was, when a vocal said, from behind us, what are you talking about? I turned around, and Edward was standing there looking like an angel from a heathen. Jenny looked at him, too, with her mouth open, because she thought he was hot, too. But she said I could have him because she wanted Jasper. I thought she liked Emmett. She's very fickle.
Yeah.
Jenny, get your shit together.
She just wants everybody.
You know, I get that to an extent, to be fair.
Yeah.
Nothing, I said, all embarrassed and with a red faces.
You should go see the doctor about that.
Yeah.
My doctor called and said I didn't have any blood in my fecal occult blood test. What is going on now?
The Edwards family came in, so he left. Before he did, though, he patted me on the shoulder and winked, asking me to follow him. So he had to go. I got up and followed him. What was the sound?
Make up whatever.
It's like trying to meditate while in one of those freaking school buses that's trying to do a freaking dirt rally.
I've never been in one of those, have you?
I've been there.
You know, I don't know that situation.
I do.
Sean knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, especially when you're in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
And you, like, launch all the way up and hit the roof.
Oh my goodness. Even like when it was freaking huge potholes when you were sitting near the back because of how the lever effect from the wheel was, it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, physics. Yeah,
this is interesting. I would like to finish and go to sleep.
I was done.
Yeah.
Oh, you were done?
She's done. All right, yeah,
then please continue.
I did my go-go-go.
No, she's done.
Oh.
Done.
Okay, then please continue your story.
Paul, you just ruined it.
Damn it. All right, well, let me go file for divorce. Maryland. How long did you have to sleep in another house, Dave?
I don't know, like 3 days?
No, I meant like before you could apply for divorce.
Oh, a year. I had to live away from my now ex-wife for a year before I could actually get a divorce.
Don't you love Maryland?
Yeah. It's kind of lame.
Yeah, Virginia's 6 months.
Georgia, you can just fucking do that shit.
All right, well, thank you very much to our guests, Miss Pouty and Troy. You guys are awesome, and we're sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Just in general. Lots of things. I'm sorry for all of it.
Fair.
Exactly. That's fine. Hope you had fun enjoying not Harry Potter fan fiction for once.
It came back a little bit, but this was ultimately better because I really do love Twilight.
Yeah, it's like a verb.
I don't know you anymore.
That's okay. You don't have to know me. We can still be friends.
And thank you, as always, to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander Grass Dragon Corbett, Dylan Barber, Disambiguity, Disgust, Disdomplays, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Matthew Main Jordan, Michael Fouch.
Great job!
Miri, Niami Rose, Pope Sloth, XVII, Richard Pryor, Sarah for the Win, Steve Van Sickle, whoever decided to remain the Mighty Fister, The Waffle, and Wage. You guys are all fantastic. God, these characters are so terrible.
Yeah.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.